Shalom Aleichem, Abiyaf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Chulin Nun Gimel, Chulin 53a, pagination is 105. Starting towards the bottom of the page, five lines up, Itma Rav, on the topic of Derusa. Derusa is one of the key factors when dealing with trefos. It means that the animal was clawed. It was attacked, clawed, by a predator animal, and the result is that we're concerned for the health of this animal that we're looking to shecht, and we're worried that it's a trefa, that it's non-kosher, because of the attack that punctured or damaged the animal in some fatal way. Now, just understanding derusa as clawed would certainly be adequate for us as students. That's a concern. It's clawed. When we study the Gemara with the Rishonim, though, the early commentators, we see that the word eres is used. Eres typically means poison. And it seems that a factor in this clawing is that some sort of poison is injected in the animal that was attacked, and that's our concern. It's not just the clawing. It's not simply that it was punctured in some way. It's that a poison was injected, which gives us pause, and this is discussed in the later commentators, because we are not familiar with an eres, a poison that's injected by the typical animals that we're familiar with that claw. Poison, as we typically understand it, is something that a snake, if it's that type of snake, would have. But discussing that by an animal such as a lion, discuss a fox, wolves, a hawk, a falcon, to talk about an eres, a poison, we don't seem to know what kind of ducts or whatever might be referred to. And to say that they had such ducts in the time of Chazal, some 2,000 years ago, and that suddenly those ducts are gone, with no remnant of them, is very odd. And therefore, it gives us pause to wonder what type of eres, what type of poison being injected are the Rishonim talking about. There is a fascinating suggestion, which is picked up by a number of the later commentators, that what's being referred to is bacteria that resides in the claws of these predator animals and birds. And if we follow this logic, it's not that from the animal is generated some sort of poison, but rather there is a poison there. He's a carrier for it. He's got all the leftover germs, which apparently are not properly cleaned. And when this animal attacks another animal, it's injecting that on some level. It's pushing it in and it's leaving it there. And that bacteria will cause death. It's considered a fatal blow and it's described as eres, as poison. If we take this suggestion, we would have to work it through all the cases described as eres in the cases of clawing, and identify if indeed this explanation bears itself out in the various applications. Just for example, is a case where we say that the cloying has to take place while the animal is still alive. If the animal attacking is not alive at the time of the cloying, or it claws unintentionally, that's not going to cause trefa. So if the farmer would shoot the animal mid-ear as it's coming down, even if it clawed, it sounds like it's an intentional release of poison of some sort, rather than a passive result of germs that are on the claws of the animal. So if we accept this approach, it really has to be borne out throughout the literature. In any case, derusa is a known problem. It creates trefa. Itmar, we learned. Rav Amar ein choshishin l'safek derusa. Rav says, we're not worried if there's a doubt, if derusa took place, if cloying took place. Shmuel Amar choshishin l'safek derusa. And Shmuel, which is the way we paskin, says that we are concerned about a doubtful cloying. Says the Gemara, D'chuli Alma, everybody agrees, Suffolk ol, Suffolk lo ol, if we're not sure if the predator animal ever got into the herd, so ema lo ol, you could just say we're not sure that it made its way in, and it's over, the question doesn't start. Suffolk halba, Suffolk shunra, if it's a doubt, if it's a dog or a cat, ema kalba ol. We don't have to assume the worst, that it was the cat which it could create such a cloying. We could say maybe it was a dog. A dog doesn't do such a cloying. In words of Rashi, ein lo eres, doesn't have this poison, and it's not a concern. So clearly when we say we're choshesh v'safek derusa, we're worried about a doubtful, it has to be doubtful enough that the doubt was created, not that we're walking down the street and thinking, well, any animal maybe was clawed. That doesn't make any sense. In those cases, we rely on the norm, on the chazaka, that animals are healthy, etc. We don't assume that it was clawed. If, however, we have a situation where an animal made it in to the corral and certain things happened, the Gemara discusses, was the predator animal bellowing? Were the other animals bellowing? We have some description of something that concerns us. That's where this rule was said. Shmuel says, Choshishim l'safek derusa. So let's turn the page. And on the top of the Amud, on the third line, at the end of the line, Amar Amemar, Amemar said, Hilchas HaChoshishin L'Safek Derusa, the halacha is that we're concerned about a doubtful cloying. Amalei Ravashi LaAmemar, Ravashi said to Amemar, Hai Rav Mai, what are you going to do with Rav's statement that we're not concerned with a Safek Derusa? That the animal gets into the corral, unless you know which animal was clawed, and you don't know if it clawed, Rav held you could still be lenient. Amalei lo shimiali. I never heard Rav. Kaloma lo severely. In other words, I'm not taking that into account. I don't hold of what he said. I hold like Shmuel. V'ibayaseimon, if you want, we could be even more forceful about this psak. It's not just how he holds. It's hoda be Rav legabe Shmuel. We find that Rav indeed changed his ruling and agreed with Shmuel's to be strict. In a case where something happened that gives us doubt that the animal was clawed. Deahu sharkofa de suffic derusos. There was a basket full of small birds, live birds, that were brought in front of Shmuel Dasa Lekamei de Rav. They were brought in front of Rav first. Shadrinu Lekamei de Shmuel. And Rav sent them to Shmuel to rule on them. And Shmuel said that they're going to be treif. You can't use them. because we're doubtful that every one of them is clawed. There's discussion, why didn't they shecht them and then check the insides? And one approach is because these were very small birds and it would be very difficult to check them properly. Another approach is that there were so many of these small birds that to expect someone to pay attention to check every single one of these birds properly, it was unreasonable. And therefore, Shmuel just said that you're going to have to throw them out. But what we see from this story, what we're extracting from this story, is that there was a suffix derusa, a predator animal got in with these birds. We don't know exactly what happened. And Rav did not issue the ruling he was known for to be lenient in such a case. Instead, he sent it to Shmuel to make this oversimplified in deference to Shmuel, and allowing Shmuel to issue his ruling of saying that it's not kosher, that we are worried when such an incident occurs. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.